Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Minoso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Easter moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Boone reaches second base with a double. Easter scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman pinch runs for Larry Dobie. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Rosen moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Howie Judson. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to win covering. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Joe Dobson now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila strikes out. Sheely drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Avila out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Coleman strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Bud Sheely. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Lenhart reaches third base with a triple. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Berthas pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Berthas now playing third base. Manny Minoso now playing shortstop. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Phil Massey now catching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Minoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.